Hello again, my Audio Boo friends. It's September 7th, 2012. And I'm Stefano, also known as Slandy. There's another subject I wanted to broach this morning, and that is, it's sort of a wish list. It's not a suggestion by any means. it'd be great to have on Audio Boo, but I understand the complexities, having done some programming myself and understanding how sometimes even a simple change can mean a lot of work for the benefit of only a few people that want the feature. So I understand that it may never be implemented, but what I'd love to see on Audio Boo is a way to share Audio Boos privately. I mean, I know there's the DM, right? But I'd like to be able to share it privately, say with a group of Audio Boo friends. I suppose one could just record it and then send it out as a DM to each person individually, but you can only do that on the web interface. So you'd record it using something else, save it as an MP3, and then send it as a DM individually to a group of people. But it would be nice to be able to do that directly on the iOS app. But again, I'm just putting it out there, but I don't have any preconceived notions that it'll ever be done. It's on my wish list, like a lot of other suggestions. One of the things that I'd love to see as well is when I'm listening to Audio Boos, often like I'll have a thought, oh geez, I'd love to comment on that, or I have a question about an Audio Boo. It would be great to be able to just make a little notation in the app itself. Just a little, like you call up a little notepad and you just put a few, even just a few words, or yeah, I suppose one could just take a piece of paper and write it down. But, it'd be nice to have it integrated into the app. Again, just a wish list and not really all that serious of one. Speaking about annotating, and this is completely off the subject, I just thought of it now. A while back I had mentioned mind maps, using mind maps, and I don't think I ever really delved into the subject, but yesterday I continued my reinstallation of all my files and programs for my Lenovo notebook, because I upgraded to Windows 7, Premium Home Edition, and I love it. It's much more responsive now, and it's a 64-bit machine, and it's a 64-bit operating system that I got for it. The question now is Reaper and what the performance issues will be with that. Not issues, but will it perform as fast or even faster? I did notice the fan doesn't come on as much, so it seems to be running a little bit cooler under 64-bit, which I was told was the case. And anyway, so getting back to mind maps, the program FreeMind, the latest incarnation, at least in the Windows side, has a really neat feature where as you're building up your mind map, on each bubble or element of the mind map, you can actually add annotations below it. There's a little window that pops up. There's a window at the bottom that if you type in something, then it can pop up as part of your mind map. And they've even incorporated a flash export. So you can export your mind map as a flash item and put it on the website, say put it on a website live, if you want to demonstrate something or a concept or an idea or whatever, if you're collaborating with a group or a team. It's not quite interactive yet, but I'm sure they're working on that too. But I find it really, really great. I use mind maps a lot for all sorts of things. So just thought I'd bring that up. So it's freemind.org if you're curious to go and